Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 21st of May, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, 100 Block Rock, a compilation of downtown Eastside musicians, has been released, and we're going to play some of the 11 tracks from that compilation. And United Players of Vancouver is introducing the Andre Karas Scholarship Fund to help young theater students get a start on their education. All this and more on Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it all starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, hi. So we've got some new music finally. It's taken a while, but the busy bees at the CITR record department have finally released a bunch of new tunes that have been sent to us over the last few months. And included in that pile is a brand new album called 100 Block Rock. Now, this is a project that was put together featuring musicians and artists that live in and around the 100 block of East Hastings Street, which is basically Hastings in Maine. Excuse me. I'll just read a blurb that comes with the album. The 100 block of East Hastings in Vancouver, the stolen and unceded territories of the Coast Salish people, is as maligned as it is celebrated, loved as it is hated, envied as it is reviled. Anyone that has seen it has an opinion on the area. Often it's a visceral reaction. The typical is a predictable black and white verdict on a neighborhood, a community that many best refuse to understand and at worst vilify. It's an area that every politician, property owner, social worker, and police officer has an opinion on, yet rarely do you hear the voices that come from within. 100 Block Rock features 11 tracks of mixed genre music from folk to punk and pop to funk. 100 Block Rock is the platform for people to speak for themselves. We're going to play a few of the tunes. I haven't got time for all 11 today, but we've made a few selections, and we're going to play it for you. Now, that thing that I just read about the area being loved and hated and envied and reviled, and everyone's got an opinion on it and all that kind of stuff. For me personally, the downtown East Side is very close to my heart. It's a very important part of my life. First of all, it's the heart of the city where I was born and grew up. Vancouver started in the downtown East Side. The first City Hall was right next to where the Carnegie Library is now on Hastings in Maine. And even before Vancouver was a city, that was where the first the first European settlements showed up. That was the area where the sawmills were, and the first town called Gastown was set up close by there as well. And plus, it was a vibrant First Nations community way long before that as well. So there is a history in that area that can't be ignored. And for my own personal history, my dad worked in that area. He was a funeral director at the Armstrong Funeral Home, which was right across from Oppenheimer Park. It's now known as Chapel Arts. And believe me, there's nothing weirder than going into the funeral home where your dad used to work and seeing performers on stage in the chapel. But that's another story. Also, my mom worked in the area, too. She worked at Woodward's, the big department store right at the corner of Hastings and Abbott, which is, of course, now where SFU Woodward's and the London Drugs and that whole complex down there is as well. And I got my radio start in the downtown east side. I started at Co-op Radio in 1977 when Co-op Radio was at Pigeon Park at Hastings and Carroll in the old bank building there. And so that whole area, it's very important to me, and it's very important to a lot of the people that I know and love. And so when I saw that this compilation came out, I just had to play it for you. Just had to. So let's just get right into it. So we're going to start out with Mike Richter. This is a song called All the Best.
that you're alive. So good that you're here. May you live long and well in freedom from fear. May your happy heart be dancing down a rainbow or swinging on a star. As in time you become who you are.
I wanted to know her better. I said, boy, That girl, she's all right. Wanna tell her that I like her. That girl, she's so fine. I'd like to get to know her better. That girl, she's all right. Wanna tell her that I like her. That girl.
You've heard us talk in the past about Jack Patterson's Bouche Theater Collective, which takes Francophone Canadian plays and translates them into English. Their next event, in association with Canadian Plaything, PHT Creative Hub Cooperative, and ZZ Theater, is on Sunday, May 30th, at 12 noon Pacific Time. It's called A Sex Education Guide for the New Millennium by Olivier Sylvester, translated by Bobby Theodore. La Presse describes it as daring, frank, raw, funny, and touching, the discovery of sexuality with all its clumsiness, questions, and desires. The story goes like this. It's the end of the summer of 1999 and the end of high school for Olivier and Sophie. And they set out on a quest to do the deed before Y2K. Now, you kids, you probably won't remember Y2K, but it was a big deal back then. Anyway, along comes Ben, a beautiful, manly man creature, triggering new feelings and desires. Is Ben a friend, a best friend, or a boyfriend? Now the impossible task to try and define exactly who they are before the end of the world. Sounds like fun. If you want details on how to attend, you can find it at www.bushwhacked.com. And that's spelled BOUCHEWHACKED.com. No registration required. Latecomers are welcome, as the audience does not appear on the screen.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
always mixed in with the crack. It's not Odin's done all poisoning. Lost some friends cause they all turned blue. It's genocide, what the fuck you gonna do? Can't stop from making the whole world go sick. Can't stop. Can't stop from making the whole world go sick. Saved if we do, man, damn if we don't. You put the fears into you, they say they save you, but they won't. Saved if we do, man, damn if we don't. You put the fears into you, they say they save you, but they won't. No, they don't. No, they don't. Healthcare, yeah, right. It's more like pop pills, pop pills. They lace your dope. Do you even know what they put in your dope? You pay for this, but they sold you that. Fentanyl even mixed in with the crack. It's not Odin's fentanyl poisoning. Lost some friends cause they all turned blue. It's genocide, what the fuck you gonna do? That's a trick, I clap out the point. C'est pour bien plus loin que t'as rien qui fait le même chemin. Qui est rendu, y'a pas personne qui l'a vu. Il disparu, il disparu. Le dernier qui l'a vu, je promenais tenu dans la rue. Faisait moins temps pour coucher d'une tente, pour se faire tente. Tout ça te rentre là-dessus. Moi je n'en travaille dans le cul. Je travaille dans le cul. Brand new morning, rising sun. Keep we all kept it inside for way too long. Cause what they say is not what they do. Took it from me, stole it from you. It's time to wake up. Time to wake up. Lace your shoes cause they lace your dope. Do you even know what they put in your dope? Pay for this but they sold you that. Fentanyl even mixed in with the crack. It's not okay, you spend more poisoning. Lost your friends cause they all turn blue. It's genocide, what the fuck you gonna do? Never use alone. Use mops, ops, sight. What people think about you. Take care of each other. A lot of people use for pain. Crisis, it's going on way too long. You're so alone, died on you. Lace your shoes cause they lace your dope. Do you even know what they put in your dope? You pay for this but they sold you that. Fentanyl even mixed in with the crack. It's not Odin's fentanyl poisoning. Lost some friends cause they all turned blue. It's genocide, what the fuck you gonna do? What we're gonna do? Time to wake up. More keen supplies. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. What the fuck you gonna do?
I dreamed of running free. I travel way out west, cowboy up in, maybe sail the seven seas. Always choosing the road less traveled in search of life's elusive mystery. Pursuing endless is a tear possibility. Oh,
refuse, no account to. Accused of wasting my time, fiddling my life away, funking up old drum beats. What other folks think and say can't really change what's true for you. Just keep on keeping on. By our society, they sing no siren song that makes any sense to me. Position, power, possessions, the acquisition of property, proprietary ethics, I'll attempt for.
For the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Wonder Dog Theater is doing a podcast called Iris by C.R. Packer. It's directed by a friend of the show, Shelby Bushell, and it's going to be in production between the 6th of July and the 31st of August. They're looking for voice actors of any experience level that meet one or more of the following requirements. First of all, anyone that has access to their own professional audio gear, you know, your own microphone, your own ability to record, kind of like what I have set up here in my home. Also, access to a computer and reliable internet. Okay, I've got that too. And if you're over the age of 35, check, or under the age of 20, well, that's okay, and have an accent or can pull off an accent convincingly.
Well, I can try to do it. I don't know how good it could be, but maybe we could try something, yeah.
Also, if you have a unique or dynamic range and can pull off distinct characters, that could be interesting. Also, looking for people who are based in the Lower Mainland or are able to work in the Pacific time zone if you don't live here, and make sure you let them know which of those you qualify for, and also have availability between the 6th of July and the 31st of August. Now I'm confused because one says June and one says July, so we'll have to shore that up. Anyway, they want you to put together a self-tape and then send it in by the 4th of June. In your email, make sure that you attach the voice reel plus your name and contact information. And if you don't submit a voice reel, you won't be considered. The email address is wonderdogtheater@gmail.com. And if you are, they're very busy right now, so they'll only respond to emails of people that they're interested in. So don't be discouraged if you don't hear from them. So once again, that's Wonder Dog Theater, and that's wonderdogtheater@gmail.com. United Players of Vancouver has set up the Andre Karas Scholarship Fund in recognition of her nearly 40 years of dedicated service. Andre retired last year as president and artistic director of United Players of Vancouver. So they set up a fund. It'll award $2,500 per year to a student in the dramatic arts, in order that they might pursue studies in their own chosen area of theater. So this applies not just to acting, but also to other areas of stagecraft, including lighting, sound design, other technical fields like set design, scenic painting, prop, mask building, puppetry, directing, stage management, anything to do with theater. If you're going to school for it, you can qualify for this scholarship. Now, you must have participated in theater arts in some capacity and intend to further your studies in theater and be over 16 years old and eligible for post-secondary study. You need to be a Canadian citizen or hold permanent resident status and currently live in the Greater Vancouver area. Unlike the previous notice, you can't get away with just being accessible to the Pacific Zone. You actually have to live here. And you need to demonstrate proof of acceptance or enrollment in a course, program, or unit that you're applying for the scholarship. So you have to show that you're on the track. And be prepared to attend a short interview with the Andre Karas Scholarship Fund Committee to put forward your case for receiving the award. So put all that stuff together, send it to scholarship@unitedplayers.com, or you can pop it in the mail at AKSF, care of United Players of Vancouver at the Jericho Arts Centre, and their address is 1675 Discovery Street, Vancouver, Victor 6, Robert 4, Kennedy 5. Application deadlines is noon on the 10th of July, 2021. And if you have any other questions or you want to download the application form, you can go to unitedplayers.com/opportunities and scroll down to the bottom of the page. The auditions are still open for the Delta Youth Theater Professional Summer Youth Program. And that is for students who are interested in learning more from professionals and having some fun in a focused and staged environment, safe environment. Program will culminate with a production of Matilda that will be happening at the end of the year in November. And auditions are happening now till the 1st of June. And you can find out more at the DeltaYouthTheater.com auditions 2021. And Promethean Theatre is still looking for folks for King Lear by William Shakespeare. And that production is going to be happening in October at the Jericho Arts Centre. And you can find out more by, I don't have a website, but Promethean Theatre is the name of the company. And you can send in your applications to iscl96@gmail.com. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us here, DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewellery, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Are you one of those, I really want to make a podcast? People? Well, we've got a huge opportunity to share with you. StoryHive is giving away 10 grants of $10,000 each to aspiring podcasters in BC and Alberta. Since 2013, TELUS StoryHive has funded and supported emerging creators with mentorship and guidance from the National Screen Institute, bringing hundreds of creative Western Canadian projects to life. This time, they're taken to the airwaves with their inaugural podcast edition, dropping on November 4th. StoryHive is looking for original nonfiction podcast concept pitches from BC and Alberta residents. Make sure you apply before December 2nd at storyhive.com and you could get $10,000 to get your podcast off the ground. That's storyhive.com for all the details.
My future, but I won't take the bait. I'd rather play tag or catch toads in a pond. I only want to do stuff of which I am fond. No amount of stickers will get me to be anything other than just being me. My teacher's real sweet. She lets me read. There's 25 kids. She's got other needs. So I hide at my desk and I withdraw. I feel like a failure. I feel like a flaw. I sit with the shame that it's wrong to be me. I don't got the words to share what I need. I have these feelings that I just can't express. So I throw my books to show you I'm in distress. I swim with the current. I don't gotta row like a fish out of water. Gotta go where I can float. I know I don't fit in. I know I disrupt. It's the only way to show you I'm all bottled up. Send me to a place where my heart can't rest. My spirit is strong. I don't want it to die. I don't know how much longer I can live this lie. I love you, Daddy. You mean the world to me. Can't you see I'm the spirit that longs to break free? I know you want the best because you love me too. I want to make you happy, but I don't know what to do. If I'm not happy, you're not happy too. We're connected by a cord like a right and left shoe. To trust, trust my spirit, it doesn't want to rust. Don't forget, I'm just a kid once. There's no going back once the deed is done. Cause life is too short to not chase your passions. Ignore your desires and your dreams will go crashing. Trust that my spirit's not meant to die. My spirit knows what's up and it wants to thrive. I'm a bright little boy with a life ahead of me. I can serve my full potential when my spirit's left to be. name is River. I'm 9 years old.
So that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. All the music today was off of the 100 Block Rock compilation album, music by musicians from the downtown east side of Vancouver. You can find it on Bandcamp, on the Incidental Press page, or just go to Bandcamp and search for 100 Block Rock. And of course, our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet, and listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and you can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Pepe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
To CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi, I'm Sookyin Lee, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, yeah, in Vancouver.
To do anymore. this is Taylor Morey from Deadweight Citizens Brigade, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver's home of rock and roll. Don't know how.